The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in Big Rapids, Michigan. We've moved the Mobile Spartan Studios north to come up here and be part of the Ferris Homecoming. We've had a great day today. We've had the there's a hockey game going on tonight. We've had both hockey coaches on. The football coach was nice enough to stop by. We had the president of the university. And now joining us, my favorite part of homecoming is a homecoming parade. And we have the grand marshals of the homecoming parade, a husband and wife team, Bob and Judy Scranton. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you today?
We're just great.
Fantastic. You know what? So are we. We're braving this cooler weather. We got a little bit of wind, but I can smell the steaks already. It's homecoming. We're tailgating. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and you're all decked out in the colors. I mean, you couldn't support the team any more than what you're doing here.
Absolutely. It's quite an honor to be here and quite an honor to be the Grand Marshals, and we're very, very excited about it. And as long as it doesn't rain on our parade, we're going to be good. We're going to be good and golden.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous. I didn't know Ferris had a cowboy hat because I'm kind of a hat freak.
Well, actually, it's a Western hat.
It is a Western hat, but it's got a bulldog on it.
It has a bulldog on it.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about the parade, if you would, please.
Well, the parade's going to be a lot of fun, and involved in the parade, we're going to have first and foremost our police and fire department from here in Big Rapids.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know how important they are. And, of course, President Eisler will have his own car, and we will be having the King and Queen Court. The nominees for King and Queen of Homecoming, and that's going to be very exciting. And we're going to have the auto and construction program. And one of the bigger floats is going to be mechanical engineering, and they're going to have a huge bulldog.
I bet that one will be cool.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one.
They have an advantage over everybody.
Yes, they do.
They've got a wonderful facility to build it in, for one thing.
Mechanical engineering. Yeah. They better have the best.
Let's see.
Float.
The culinary school is screwed on this one.
Yeah. I think so, except that the culinary school, I'm sure, is helping the grilling guys today.
Yeah.
And so here at homecoming at the tent, we're sure that the 1,000 steaks that you guys are cooking are going to be gone in a heartbeat.
There's a bunch of them coming off right now, and you can smell it. I mean, it's in the air.
Bob, I want to ask you, you and Judy have established a scholarship fund here at the university, and I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about that, the great work that the two of you have done for the university over the years. You have a long history. Can you tell us a little bit about that scholarship fund, please?
Be glad to. We are very pleased to provide some support, and when I retired from the State Health Department in 2002, instead of having a retirement party, I decided to have them give to the scholarship fund, and it worked out just great. We support athletic scholarships for track and football, and we hope that we can provide a great atmosphere for moving ahead for a Ferris student like I had when I was at Ferris.
And that's pretty important because people don't think about where that scholarship money has to come from, but it's folks like yourself giving from their heart, and you probably go around and solicit to get other people to help out the school, and you put on your happy face and get other people to cough up from time to time, and that's very important because these are big schools and there's a lot of people working here, and the kids have a lot of needs that come here needing scholarships.
That's right. In this day and age, we need all the support we can get to get our students to go to a recognized school, and I think Ferris has done an excellent job of providing work and jobs for those students once they graduate.
Yeah, they sure have. Well, Bob, Judy, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck at the parade today. We'll be down there on the streets watching if we can break away from these grills. But that's Bob and Judy Scranton. Judy, I would be remiss, too, if I didn't mention you served our state as a state representative. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's awesome stuff.
That's very cool.
Public service is a great thing. Right now, we're going to go back to Saranac, Michigan, and our friends at Vicky's Pasty Shop, and we're going to do a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are
today's Man Law, in keeping with the sports theme, is appropriate. And crying is okay when your team has just won the big game, or a heroic dog dies saving his master from death.
Or your heroic dog brings you back that pheasant after it, you just winged it and it ran.
Nope, it's not in the law. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
No, you cry too easily.
Well, it's a beautiful thing.
Go get on that grill. Put that apron on. Get out there.
Yeah, you know what? The Ferris Alumni Association brought us some aprons that are just fantastic. But, you know, we've had a great time here today, Bob. We are at Big Rapids at the Ferris Homecoming. We're going to be throwing down about 1,000 steaks. I can smell them. We got a few of them going already. Get up here. Check it out, and you got to come visit the Ferris' Homecoming. It's a wonderful place.
Yes, and we want to thank Katie for driving up here and freezing with us, and Brian Fonger back in the studio, and, of course, executive producer Phil Tower, who guides our program. This is the Grilling Guys for the Bulldogs.
Hoorah. Stick with us. We'll see you next week from D&W Corners and on Nap in the Beltline. We're the Grilling Guys. Have a great week.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.